9 o'clock. I'd like to call the meeting of the Region Queens Municipality Regular Council Tuesday, March 8th, 2022, to order. I have two changes, additions to make to the agenda. 7.3, flag request, Ukrainian flag, and 9.1, acquisition of municipal property. Are there any other changes or deletions to the agenda? Hearing none, I'll ask for changes. Moved by Councilor Charlton, seconded by Councilor Brown. All those in favor? Carried. RCM Staff Sergeant Archibald, we need a chair for you.
I don't need a chair, that's fine.
Well, you might be here, you might want one. Just maybe pull up a wooden one.
No, there you go.
There.
I think he's thinking if he doesn't sit down, he's got.
It's called the hot seat.
The hot seat?
Anyways, you all know Staff Sergeant wasn't able to get here to do his last report, which we all had in our file at the time, so floor.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. So I kept the same report. I'll just speak of anything that's happened in the last month between when I missed the last meeting there. My apologies. So overall things, policing in Queens, Region of Queens is good. There's no spikes from last year where there's a large increase in crime or any problems that are trending that are new to the area. It's the same type of issues that we police day to day. Nothing rings any alarm bells in our office that's going on through Queens County. Having said that, I'll just skim over the report. You guys probably all had time to read it. Our personnel at the office hasn't changed too much. We actually we have a new corporal who came in from the Northwest Territories. So we still have Corporal John Harris, and Mike Buckland is the new fellow who's arrived. He's local to Nova Scotia from Halifax originally, so with 12-year service. So he's been here since mid-December, so he's been a great addition to the detachment, experienced a member who's ran detachments in northern Canada for the last 5 years prior to coming here. So welcome addition to the detachment. Our constables remain the same. Andrew Winter has taken over as community policing, and Constable Duffy has switched to the general duty role again. And Constable Murphy is set to retire this month, so we'll be looking to replace him in short order once all that paperwork is finalized. We're currently in the process of hiring a detachment assistant to go with Mrs. Goodick. That process is ongoing right now, so we're just waiting for interviews and things like that. Performance plan throughout the year, what we always do, nothing's changed. There's been no new direction from the division in that regard. Road safety remains a priority, so impaired driving enforcement, tickets, et cetera, we remain to do that. I can go over the numbers as we get further. Crime prevention and crime reduction, we do this by way of proactive enforcement through curfew checks, through various offenders in our area. I'll speak more on that later, but we've actually had a large decline in the number of offenders in our area to enforce these issues, which is good. But in turn, it shows our statistics to be down because there's not enough people in the area to check, which is good. So the other two topics there are provincial priorities. We keep them in line here. It's been hard with the pandemic to do any type of proactive cybercrime awareness. Presentations and stuff remain low. We're slowly starting to see it, and we'll continue to see it as restrictions ease, of course, to get a little more normalcy. And increased connection with First Nations. Realistically, we don't have crime on reservations here in Queens region. It's the very small areas, Pontiac, Wildcat. We like to do proactive patrols through there as much as possible, keep in touch with citizens. If any problems arise, or of course, we're there with no issues at all. So, information of interest, I won't go over each one. It's been an interesting year with the pandemic, but that doesn't stop crime from happening. So there's been impaired drivers investigations. Sometimes we more busier than others. Since I wrote this report in the last 2 weeks, we've got 3 additional impaired drivers, so that's 15 for the total yearly count, which is right on par with last year. So, you know, unfortunately, those things still happen, right? We had I would consider it a couple major incidences or instances of significance would be when we execute search warrants on houses for controlled drugs and substance acts. We've had 2 of those this past year. It's actually the same individual. So there was one there on May 14th where numerous charges were laid. Subject was in possession of methamphetamine and other drug substances. So that person was charged and released. And then a couple weeks ago, exact same thing. So all charges are still before the court. But that was in partnership with our street crime enforcement unit. It's actually in Lunenburg, but they help out our area as well when we come across those types of files, right? So we very much appreciate that. Other partnering agencies that we're able to use here was an incident in North Queens back in November. We basically had an incident where an individual shot at somebody with a rifle. So we were able to, we're actually in North Queens at the time, we were able to intercept that person and arrest them for the incident. And in turn, we conducted a search warrant on the residents, and with our police dog service out of Yarmouth, came out to assist in the search and actually located the firearm outside. So it was pretty amazing to be there and to watch that and have that service available there within an hour and a half. So it was a successful investigation and nobody was seriously hurt. So, other than that, our yearly statistics are there to look at, guys. There's been no sharp decreases. We have benchmarks that we try to make and keep everybody proactively out there doing their thing. So traffic is one avenue that we do, one part of our role. So those numbers are in line to meet our goals this year. Again, impaired drivers, it says 12 on here, but like we've got 3 in the last 2 weeks, so 15 was the same as what we got last year, I believe. And what comes with those are roadside suspensions and tickets and those types of enforcement, so there's nothing alarming there. One new thing like this month, actually, right now we have a member, Constable Doonan, who's away in Vancouver receiving 3 weeks training to become a drug recognition expert. So this is a person who's deemed an expert through the court's eyes to determine if the subject is impaired by drug during a traffic stop. There's a roadside screening device that's in existence now. We don't have one in Queens. It's going to be a slow rollout. I'm told eventually everybody will have one where you take the sample and put it in the instrument and it provides a certain reading. We don't have anybody trained on that right now because we don't have that instrument. Like most attachments don't have it yet. However, having a drug recognition expert, that person is able to put a subject through a series of tests to determine if that person's impaired by drug. So that'll be a great asset to have. There's not a whole lot of those in the division in the province, so having one locally is going to be a huge benefit to us, we hope. Again, yeah, crime reduction. We currently have one offender in the area who we monitor. So we're monitoring that person very well at the moment, which is good. That's on top of, we have a conditional sentence orders. We have 3 people under those orders, so they might be monitored through ankle monitoring bracelets. They've been sentenced, but they're serving their sentence at home. So there's 3 of those in our area right now. So we don't necessarily have to monitor those people as closely because the bracelet, and we work with probations who help keep those people in check as well. We always try to do our media releases to keep the public informed of what we're doing. Anytime there's a major incident or incident of significance, we try to let everybody know about it. There's a breakdown in calls for service there. I won't go over each one, but some of them are higher than normal. If you look at assaults and harassments and those violent type of offenses, they're steady. Not all of these are founded, meaning not everybody was charged with it, but we respond to it, we investigate and deal with it, and we move on to the next one. So you see drug possession, trafficking, there's 12 instances. So they don't come along that often, but when they do, they're time consuming. One that pops out at me there is Mental Health Act. I would consider those are increasing every year. They are very time consuming, so there's been 122 as of last month. So 122 calls for service for Mental Health Act. It's actually, it's not called the Mental Health Act in Nova Scotia, that's just how our system scores it. But basically it's when someone's in distress, wanting to harm themselves or someone else, and there's something going on where they need a physician to assess them to determine if they need to be admitted for further evaluation. So that becomes time consuming in dealing with the incident itself, and then having to transport someone to hospital and wait in an emergency room. It's especially hard when the emergency room here may be closed. We have to take Bridgewater. Those hours and hours of our time. So these types of incidences, you'd love to see a decrease. How do you do that? It's beyond us, right? So unfortunately, during the pandemic, the last 2 years, here it is 2020, and life just seems to keep throwing stuff at us, right? So we've only had 27 prisoners in the last year. That number's pretty low. We've actually been trying to avoid lodging prisoners during the pandemic. Only lodging them when we can, of course, to avoid close contacts and stuff. That stuff, again, is now easing as restriction ease. So, a pretty low number for prisoners for detachment. Again, community policing, Constable Duffy's finished, Constable Windsor is in. Both long-term local residents of the community know their community well. So probably see Constable Windsor out in the schools and in the old folks' homes and everywhere else more often than not. Also somebody who's able to, as we hear municipal issues come to us, if I have a member at my disposal to say to go out and target those issues when they have time, like issues that have arose in the past, Carter's Beach and certain intersections and everything else, we like to try and have him available if we can, especially during the summer months. I've rambled on long enough, everybody.
And are there any questions of Staff Sergeant? Councillor Brown.
When you look at your community policing plan or your policing plan, do you look at how different communities are growing, different areas like to allocate your officers to those areas? So I know like North Queens has grown faster than almost any area in Queens County. Will we see more officers, more patrols in those areas as it grows?
Well, as far as our human resource numbers,
yeah.
What determines how many police officers we have, that's done, it would be out of Halifax, there's a unit that determines calls for service in certain areas that dictate how many members the detachment has. So as long as there are, if the population's growing but crime isn't, it's not a huge indicator that there's more police officers needed. Calls for service would be. So if we're getting more calls up there, that would in turn determine how many police officers we have in the area or how many are recommended. I can say that we talked about this before, where our calls are mainly coming from, and it's all over Queens
yeah.
County, including North Queens.
Okay.
Yeah.
That answers that.
Any questions?
Can I ask you a question? Do you find that the schools being down so much and such as maybe the drug trafficking and things like that, where there wasn't a link, an area to go to and things like that, to open areas, it maybe is less?
You know, I don't know if the schools would be directly related to the drug use, drug trafficking. I think in Queens County, it's not, compared to other places that I've personally been, it's not on full display for public eye to see. I think there's a certain group of individuals or a smaller group that within each other are, you know, within the drug trade, drug use type of category. And we haven't noticed any difference with the whole schools, systems and closures and things like that. Making any difference in drug trafficking in the area.
Can I ask another question? But through the pandemic, what have you seen that maybe an increase, like road rage or other things that could take place because people are so stressed?
I'd say that the Mental Health Act stuff is whether or not this bothers people day to day, I think it's, there's always added pressure, added anxiety and stress on people. We've been in close quarters with people more than ever before. I think all these things start to add up. Substance abuse on top of that. You start to see these instances happen more and more, unfortunately, and oftentimes those support services aren't always there, and it boils over, and that's usually when we get involved, and unfortunately, that's probably the largest increase in, that we've seen.
And I believe that's it. Oh, Councilor Brown again.
I'll ask it. It doesn't really impact me as much, but we've had a lot of discussion amongst councillors about the intersection over at Tim Hortons. Is there any recommendations that you have or any suggestions for fixing that problem?
I think what it boils down to with that intersection is the way it's laid out. It's hard to enforce any of the infractions that you're speaking of there.
Yeah.
Given the infrastructure layout and the flow of traffic in that area, it's quite difficult to determine who's at fault when just with the layout of the intersection and the issues that are happening is when someone's trying to turn right and they get blocked by the drive-through that's there in that intersection. I think that if there was a different layout of how the infrastructure is there, it would make things easier.
Okay.
I think enforcement of it is hard, to put it simple.
Okay.
Especially when someone's coming from Bristol, traveling in that direction. It'd be different if someone's coming off number 8 and entered that intersection. It'd be a little bit easier to prove to have those grounds to believe that offense occurred, but the way it's happening now makes it difficult for us to determine who's at fault. I don't know if that makes sense or not. There's always a way we can enforce it, but realistically, are we always going to be there to do that? No. In long term, I don't think it's a viable fix to that issue.
Okay.
And seeing no other questions, I thank you and have a good day.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
See you
Thanks
again.
A lot.
See you all.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Are there any petitions to table? 5, public question comment session. I remind anyone who wishes to make a comment to please state your name and your civic address, and you'll have 5 minutes in which to speak. Is there anyone who wishes to publicly comment?
I'm Deborah
Hermans. Oh, we
have
a mic. There you go. Mike, there, so we can hear you. It gets recorded.
Okay, Deborah Hammond Spartan LA, 7438 Highway 3, Somerville Center. And I'm here on behalf of the Queens Community Aquatic Society as the Vice President. And we're still dedicated to having a modern pool in Liverpool. We understand at this time that the council has determined that an outdoor pool is sufficient due to the cost of an indoor pool. So I've recently updated quotes that include solar panels to heat the pool, which will prolong the swimming season. We have exciting news. We have donations of $3 million. And the amount should allow us to construct the pool sooner than later. We are asking for a formal time on the agenda to make a presentation to council. So I don't know if that's done now or when.
Basically, Christine is our books the presentation times. So all you have to do is let Christine know, our recording secretary. And I suspect she may be able to book you in as early as our next council meeting, which was an evening session. It all depends.
In 2 weeks.
The last Tuesday of the month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, so Christine, if you want to just leave your coordinates with Christine, she will contact you.
After the meeting?
Hmm? when she's finished today.
Yeah, okay. Thank
and
you.
Congratulations on that.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Very good
Fair news.
News.
David Hassel, 160 Fifth Street, Liverpool. And my comment is a broken racket. Where is the sound system? For the last 3 to 4 years, does it take that long to fix up on the roof? Because of me, I may as well stay back home. Don't hear that. Well, you can get that.
Thank you for your comment. I'm sure everyone everyone heard that. Approval of the regular council minutes, February 22nd, 2022, moved by Councilor Charlton, seconded.
I'd like to move an amendment.
Oh, you want to move an amendment? Yes. For a correction?
Yes, a correction, please. Under 8.7 traffic lights, it states that I stated I did not know what a traffic study was. I didn't make that comment, so I would just like that to be revised, that where it says, but didn't know what a traffic study was, I'd like that removed, and ask for history and that location and the cost of the traffic study.
Have you consulted with Councillor, with Ms. Watson on the tape recording?
I listened to the tape recording.
So you want that... And you want it replaced with?
That I asked for the history there and the cost of the traffic study.
Is there a seconder? Seconded by Councillor Gibney. All in favor of the amendment to the minutes? A motion to approve the regular council minutes February 22nd as amended. Moved by Councillor Charlton, seconded by Deputy Mayor Muse. All those in favor? 7.1, Autism Nova Scotia, South Shore Chapter flag request. There is a motion within the package. And Ms. Conley, do you want to, someone still make, Councillor Brown?
I recommend that the Council of Region of Queens Municipality approve the application made by Autism Nova Scotia South Shore Chapter to have the autism flag flown on the special purpose flag pole located in front of Town Hall Arts and Cultural Center for a 1 week period from April 1st through April 7th inclusive 2022.
Seconded by Councillor Romero. Any comments, Ms. Conley? Anyone have any questions? I'm going to ask for the motion. All those in favor? Contrary? Pass, thank you. Ms. Henley, Astor Theatre Society request for decreased rent, 7.2. Councillor Gibney?
Recommendation?
Yes.
That the Council of Region of Queens Municipality waive Astor Theatre Society's outstanding rent of $1,000 for January 2022 and February 2022.
And that's seconded by Councillor Fancy. Any questions of Ms. Henley or Ms. Henley, Deputy Mayor Muse?
So this here, we can put it through our COVID money?
Direct a question to... Can we
we'll
determine this as a loss?
I have to determine that. I'm not sure. Not sure what the nature of the request is, so
other questions? Counselor Fancy?
I think that the nature of the question would be that there was no income coming into that those months, and now they're starting to bring in some money, so they, so they're looking to be able to not pay rent for those months because they didn't have any income coming. That would be the most logical end of it.
Ms. Henley, is that your interpretation?
They, in their letter, they said that they were shut down because of the mandates for January and February.
Any other comments? Counselor Gidney?
Yeah, the COVID restrictions, they had just anticipated they would be removed or reduced, and they weren't. So then they couldn't have a facility rented to the, where they needed it to be able to do this. This is the end of the year. This has had no effect on the upcoming year. So I think this is a help them maintain and get things rolling. I think this is a very positive move to make, and I support this 100%.
And if anyone's been there recently, they had well-attended matinees on, I believe it was Friday. They had a good showing that night, and they sold out on Saturday night for a performance. So I suspect we will not be seeing any more of these requests this year. Any other comments? If not, I'm going to ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. So there is an added recommendation, 7.3. Those papers were distributed earlier on your desk, Councilor Charlton.
I move that the Region of Queens Municipality purchase a Ukrainian flag to fly on the special purpose flagpole to show moral support from the time period March 22nd to March 31st and April 8th to April 23rd.
Seconded by Councilor Merrill. Are there any questions? We'll see that there's a cost. Ms. Conley, do you want to give us just a background on the purchase of the flag and when and if we can expect one?
Okay, so right now, Flags Unlimited is who we will be ordering the flag from, and they are on back order. So they told me it would be approximately 1 week before they got flags in. We are on the list. The price is $69.95 plus shipping and taxes, so approximately $90.
Any questions? Any comments? Councillor Fancy and then Councillor Brown.
Okay, we have those two dates. Maybe I'm missing it, but why just those dates?
There's other flags that have been previously booked. We just approved Autism Nova Scotia for April 1st to the 7th. And National Volunteer Week have a 5-year agreement for April 24th to the 30th. And we basically only fly them for 2 weeks, 2-week period.
We're still using a special flag pole down by the water?
According to our flag, the one in front of the admin, the one in front of the Liverpool Cultural Center is a special purpose flagpole.
Okay, so that's one now.
That is, yes, that was changed by council several months ago. Any other further questions?
I don't have one now. That answered mine.
Hearing none, I'll ask for the question. All those in favor? Contrary? Passed. Thank you, Ms. Conley. And to round up our very short meeting this morning, council implementation report. Are there any questions on any of the actions that are moving forward? Any questions? Councillor Charlton?
Yes, just in regards to the application for the sewer project on Waterloo Street, typically how long would we have to wait for a response? Is that something we're anticipating soon?
I think CEO McNeil answered that question previously. They're not looking at them until sometime in March.
The deadline for all applications is April 1st, I believe, and the application guidelines say it's a 4 to 6 month timeline for approval.
Thank you.
So it's late summer. Any other questions on the implementation report? Hearing none, I move that we have a motion to go in camera. Moved by Counselor Charlton, seconded by David. Counselor Brown, all those in favor? Pass.